Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll visit with the folks from the YMCA. Austin and Abby will be in studios, plus Dave Schott will join us, and we'll talk about this weekend's Super Bowl commercials. All of that starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Everyone is so happy. They're kind of over happy about 20 degrees, but it is about a 40 degree swing over the last 24 hours, and we've got 50s this weekend. I'm telling you right now, go watch that DMH HealthLink video, because this is the time you get sick. When it goes from 20 below to 50 over a couple of days, Dr. Getter there with some just real-world advice. Can you tell me a little bit? You were there at the film.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't listened to the audio yet.
You can't overestimate washing your hands. Right now, there's a major, like, bronchial virus that's going around, and a lot of that is just the surfaces you touch and everything else. Washing your hands, hand sanitizer. I mean, just making sure that you keep yourself clean.
The hand sanitizer, though, I've always heard
you can overdo it. You
builds
can.
Up in like they basically you become resistant.
Immunity
to,
is really it's just there's a, right now though. Take all those precautions. Take those precautions because it is. This
I'm
is
always
that,
curious because it's like kids never get sick and they run around like the dirtiest human beings on earth.
What,
and like maybe
you,
we do too
where
much.
Do you have
of that.
The empirical data that kids never get
well,
sick?
Well, I meant they're a little more resilient, I think, than
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, they get sick. They just can't tell because they still run at 100 miles an hour, but they're still like little.
Anyway, what's the video today? It's up on nowdecatur.com, and it's Dr. Getter giving some real-world advice on wash your hands, but is the sanitizer good? Because I've always heard that we do too much of that.
Right now, he says use it.
Okay. And do you have, like, I always think that the wall things that dispense those, like if you're at a place, like I don't want to touch the dispenser that has the sanitizer.
Most of them, they're kind of like auto, you know?
Are they?
Yeah. Just, meh.
Okay. I have a phobia about the apparatus holding the, because it's like everybody's going for that. Like I think there's a jar over there that somebody else put in the studios and one right there. I don't know who put that in here. I'm not touching that. But inside of that is the stuff you're telling me I need.
I put that in there. I bought that at the before the celebration.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, there's another one over there. I guess maybe they're here for, I don't know. Do you? Am I crazy about not wanting to touch? You picked it up.
I mean, I touched it, so I guess I'm doomed.
No. Well, I'm just saying right now people are susceptible. When you have these huge shifts in temperature, you know, generally is when people get knocked down. But the best way to stay healthy is be active and be doing something and build up those antibodies. And you can do all that while doing group fight. How did you find, I got Lindsay's take on it yesterday, but we had the Wednesday class.
Yeah.
And there's a video that's up on nowdecatur.com and the Nowdecatur Facebook page if you want to watch it. I have to tell you, I told Matt Hall when I watched that video, I said, you were so kind to Matt Whitehead. you literally were to the point where you took I've never seen a more uncoordinated human being in my life.
Oh, well.
Lindsay said a baby giraffe was the only thing she could think of that might be similar.
That's a really good comparison.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
I mean, it was like watching.
Well, the point is, even that, Matt got through the class and did the class.
Yes.
So did you find it difficult?
I actually, there were some points, yes, I did find it to be a little difficult, but I think that group classes are what you make them, so you can go as hard or as slow as you want because, it, you know, that's what it's designed for. So I really pushed myself. My heart rate got up to 198, and I felt every bit of it because there was a point, and I think I looked at Lindsay, and I was like, I gotta stop. I'm starting to, like, get that woo feeling. So, but I left there and that cardio high came on and I was like, I'm ready to do it again. I want to do it again. I'm ready.
Well, whether it's group power or group fight, it's important the first time you go, you're going to feel a little awkward because there is a rhythm to it that, and the instructors are so good because they do it like 15 times a week.
Yeah.
That you go two or three times. I mean, your comfort level will come in just practicing it.
Right. And something else you have to think of too is, you know, what you saw in the video, there were only 13 of us, whereas in the actual class, there's about 25 to 30 people. So, all from different levels. So from they've done it multiple times or this is their first time. So you're not really going to, no one's going to pay any attention to you. I mean, if you feel a little awkward, yeah, it's normal. But
yeah, but I'm telling you, there's a 60-year-old woman just waiting to make you feel stupid in that class. I promise you, because they go do it, you know, like three times a week, and they're really good at it. Now, this is a fairly new class, but it's also one of the 70-plus classes that are available with your Y membership. So there's no upcharge on these classes at all, and they're run by professionals. These folks are great. I love the instructors.
Yes. So we, Group Fight actually just launched in January. We've done Group Power now for about a year, and it is a certification class. So the instructors do have to be certified, and it is included in your membership. So you don't have to pre-register. You don't have to pay extra. You just show up the time that the class starts and you do the class. And that's really all that's all included in your membership.
Okay. And so it also shifts a little bit, like every 6 weeks or so or 5 weeks.
Yes.
So it's not constant. I mean, it's the same sort of feel, but you're not doing the exact same thing for months and months.
Right. So what happens is a lot of times fitness classes do the same routine over and over and over again. And we all know when your body does that, it gets used to it. So these classes are designed every 5 weeks. There's new tracks, there's new moves, there's new everything. So it's constantly keeping you guessing. So just when you've got it all down and you feel like one of those
experts, really comfortable, then they change it.
At the end of the month, they start a fight club.
Yeah. I think those are great classes, and they are really good cardio. I mean, that one is a lot more movement than Group Power. Group Power is tough, but that one, you know, I didn't even do it. I'm watching you guys and filming. You know, I could tell what you guys were burning. I mean, it's a lot of cardio.
Yeah, and I knew.
But it seemed like it went by fast.
It did, actually. A full hour, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a full hour of this group fight class, but it went by very fast. You know, our instructors, Jenny and Maria, were fantastic. They kept they kept the energy up and the high energy just radiated through the room. So it was good. I was
How do they do that?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I mean, they just were bouncing around.
And you know, they taught that class again, like 3 hours later.
I know. I don't stop.
And then they go in the wellness center and they work out on their own because it's their workout time for themselves. I'm like, how do you do that? I don't know. What are you eating?
Well, they're pretty amazing, but they're fun. And I tell you what you get is I agree with you that everyone would feel welcome in there because they're encouraging, but not in a way of like, it's not the Marine Corps. I mean, they're in there to like make you have fun.
Right. And that's kind of what all of our instructors are designed and taught to do is, you know, you make it a group effort. You're encouraging, you know, if somebody's struggling, you help them. So they do a very good job of that.
All right. So when you join now, the January 31st thing has passed.
Yeah.
So the joiner fee. So now we start, you know, February 1.
Yes. Yes.
What is the joiner fee at the YMCA? Because we know it's $46.25 a month for an individual adult.
Mm-hmm.
Children, $15.50 a month, or a family, which is basically two adults and then however many kids you have under the age of 18, it's $66.25. What is the joiner fee?
Yes, so an adult joiner fee is $20. It's a one-time fee. And then, of course, a family membership at one-time fee of $40. And then if you've got kids or you're in college, that joiner fee is actually decreased to $10. So it's a one-time. It's actually significantly less. We've lowered that over the years. It used to be $90 and $125, depending on your membership. So we've decreased that significantly. And, it's just a joiner fee, that one-time fee that you pay at the time that you take out the membership.
Okay. So, and then you got like things that you can pay for, like personal trainers, which Austin is one, and Molly, and we've had a lot of great folks, Angela. And you have the training studio, which I use all the time in my training sessions with Molly. We generally spend about half our time in the wellness center and half our time in the training studio. But these classes that are available at the training studio, $40. I mean, that's literally like, I mean, I think the most folks I've been in it, like in a training studio class, maybe six. You know what I mean? So it's like one trainer to six people at a fraction of the cost of what you would pay to have one-on-one.
Yeah, and you know.
And that changes up all the time.
Absolutely.
So you always get a different workout.
Well, and you don't ever have to. A lot of times I hear from people, I want to work out, but I just don't know what to do. This is the opportunity to take advantage of. I mean, it's $40 a month for twice a week. The trainer comes up with the workout. All you have to do is just show up and work out. That's
and some
all.
People really like that. I mean, some people, like Lindsay and I, are diametrically opposed in this. You know, she wants to like plan out everything meticulously and put it, and then she's got this day and that day and that day. I just want to show up and have Molly tell me what to do.
Me too.
You know, I don't want to think about it. I don't need to learn what it's called. I don't need any of that.
Right.
Just, I'll be here. Here's my 45 minutes. Here's my hour. I'll give you everything I have.
Yes.
Just point me in the direction and say go.
Right. And if I have to plan out myself, I'm more likely to let myself down and say, I'll get to it tomorrow. tomorrow. But if I know somebody's waiting on me and has, you know, taken the time, I'm going to show up and
that's,
I'm going to do it.
That's right. And so whatever your motivation.
You know what? With the studio, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, what can you do? What can you teach me in 30 minutes? And I'm like, I can flip your world upside down in 30 minutes.
That's it, right. I remember Beth Nolan asking that question of Angela, you know, like, well, it's only 30 minutes. And then she did the class. You go, okay, well, that's about right.
Gone are the days, you know, you see so many people that are like, oh, I don't have 2 hours to work out. Gone are those days. We're finding that short bursts, high intensity for 30 minutes is going to give you better results than if you were to sit on a treadmill for 2 hours.
Well, I mean, what is it, Austin? They say like 150 minutes a week or something. I mean, and how you do that is really up to you. you know, and there's days where I'll do longer than that, but then there's days if that's all you have time for, you know, you're not shortchanging yourself. I guarantee you a 30-minute class in the training studio, you'll feel every bit of that as much as you will doing, you know, the hour-long, you know, group fight or group power class. And then the different things you can do from the ropes to the, I mean, you know, in that small, fairly small room are all kinds of options. And that's why I like the training studio, because it's always a little something different every time you go.
Yeah. And we're constantly looking at state-of-the-art equipment in there. So, you know, we just upgraded and got 2 rowing machines in there. So rowing is very popular right now. It's very quick to get that cardio burst that you need. So we're constantly looking at different pieces of equipment and constantly moving equipment in and out of there to keep it fresh, to keep it, you know, going. So,
okay. So what times a day are those classes offered then? I know there's a lunchtime one, which is great because you're done by 12:30, which means, you know, whatever your lunch hour, you can get there and back in plenty of time.
Yes. So it starts as early as 6 o'clock in the morning. And it goes, we have classes from 6 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m. So Austin teaches a 6 to 6:30 class. And then we, again, throughout the day, so 6:30 to 7. Oh, there you go. 6:30 to 7. So we have it throughout the entire day.
So whatever your work schedule, you can find a way to do it. Now, this also comes with a complimentary in-body assessment, which we all did at the beginning of the WSOY MCA challenge for this round, which I like because, Lindsay bought a scale. I don't like the scale. Molly, Angela say stay away from the scale. But this is something you can do, and then maybe 6 weeks later go back, and you have benchmark comparisons that's beyond just what you weigh. Because that's important, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, for me, it was one of those things where the scale doesn't, like you said, it doesn't depict everything. So for me, it was like, yes, I gained weight, but I was down in body fat and up in muscle mass. So that was pretty interesting to see.
Yeah, because this takes balance of like water, proteins, minerals, body fat. I mean, it'll even tell you which arm is stronger. I mean, you know, you can get down to even basically left arm versus right arm, or left leg versus right leg, which is always really interesting. And then you can track it. So that's, I'm not sure that gets used enough, or that people realize that that's there, but that free assessment does come with signing up for the training studio. And then other Y members can do it as well. By appointment, I assume.
Right, yes. So it is open to all Y members and even non-Y members. So if you're interested in just seeing where you're at and where to start, you know, we offer that for non-members as well. But
$20 for non-members, $10 for members. Yes. And that comes with a 15-minute, literally sitting down with a certified personal trainer and doing kind of a consultation.
Yeah. And honestly, when you sit down, because there's a lot of numbers there and there's a lot to kind of go through, those trainers are going to sit down and go through those numbers with you to tell you, like, this is where you're currently at, this is where you should be, or you know, this is what you need to do. So it really is beneficial if you're starting out on that health journey.
Okay. Now, this is the weekend. I don't know that anybody considered this when we were doing our 12-week challenge, but it's Super Bowl weekend, right? And
Enjoy yourself.
Really? While you're getting your really points dinged, you know? I'm not sure it is either, but I was looking at they did a study of Super Bowl food across the United States, and I'm not sure Illinois is unique, but nachos are like the number one thing that will be consumed during the Super Bowl of all the different food dishes that are out there, and there's a whole list of things, none of which are healthy.
Beer.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's start with the basics. You know, not in a liquid or food form. Will anybody be doing anything healthy? Do we get a pass?
I don't know, Austin, do we get a pass?
You get a pass from me. Angela is the boss.
Isn't she on an island somewhere?
Yeah,
she's on an
island.
She's losing points right now, let me tell you.
Austin says, oh, I don't care. You just enjoy yourself. And then when we show up on Monday after we've ate, like, garbage, he's going to make us literally lose all of that in the workout.
I'm not eating garbage.
Illinois' favorite Super Bowl food is nachos.
Really?
Yeah, it is. And then you have pizza. Some type of meat and or wings, guacamole, chili, there's popcorn, you know, they basically run down the entire list. And 15% of men will call in sick Monday after the Super Bowl.
I believe that.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's over by 9. I mean, it's not like it's a late night.
Yeah, but you know that the party goes all night. I mean, just because it's 9 o'clock.
Have you ever not gone to work on a Monday after a Super Bowl?
I go to work on Monday.
Well,
after
so
the
do
Super,
I.
Super Bowl, but I believe it. Anybody looks for an excuse to call into work. Let's be real.
I think James must have celebrated the Super Bowl about a week early because.
Monday
he was rough.
Monday was wow. I thought this would be the first time. The first time
that
yes,
we know of,
that we are aware of.
There are people that disappear for a while out of the gym, and I'm not always sure about that. But
yeah, Austin looked at me at one point. Where'd Matt Hall go?
Yeah,
where'd he go?
I think Matt just went to get water.
He did.
But
he was
who knows? Oh. All right, well, you can follow along on the WSOYMCA challenge videos that are up on. We meet on Mondays and Wednesdays, and they're always up the following morning. And Chris writes in that he's scheduled to go check my 4-week progress with Molly Monday before our workout. So he's. And he also sent an email in earlier. They're having some sort of group birthday.
Oh, yeah. Like the February birthdays are being celebrated today. So there's all this.
Casey's breakfast pizzas
and
everything else. And so far, what did he have? He had a peanut butter cookie.
He had a peanut butter cookie.
Stay strong, Chris.
That's my team member.
That's your partner, right?
I know.
All right.
Yes.
So yesterday, I love this as we're concentrating on nutrition in a different way. And there's nothing more satisfying at the end of the day than to close out your actual day on MyFitnessPal and have literally, let me pull this up here, bam! I mean,
perfect
the
macros.
Numbers on the exact
percentage. That is the best.
That's
isn't
what
it?
We call a unicorn day.
That is a unicorn day.
It was a unicorn day.
I can't tell you how happy I was like at 9 o'clock last night when I went 50, 25, 25. So everybody's got their different percentages based on their own goals and needs. But this is the kind of thing that I think having trainers and having people that are professionals, when you join a gym, you can talk about judgment all you want. You're not going to get any judgment at the YMCA, but you're going to get expertise. I mean, you know, good luck, you know, one of these shiny places that you know, finding out about macros and nutrition and people walking you through whether you want to lose weight or you want to add muscle or you just want to get heart healthy, you want your cardio. Having somebody there to advise you, even if it's just the person that's on duty in the wellness center and you need to go, hey, I'm not really clear on how this machine works. You know what confuses me is that stretching thing over there that looks...
Have you done it?
I don't know what to do.
Oh,
it looks
Ryan.
Like... Huh?
There's
you're
a guide.
Missing out, dude.
There's a guide.
It's amazing.
I stretching is something I definitely need to
it's
improve.
Very important.
I know it is. I tend not to have as many injuries for whatever reason, you know, so I don't... worry about it. I mean, Molly's got I got a roller now, you know, I'm doing all, I mean stuff that I never did before, but that stretching machine looks like an obstacle course playground piece of equipment. I have no
something
idea
like in a pleasure dungeon.
I wasn't gonna go there, but since you did, it's that even the chart, I'm like, oh my god, there's too many pictures, I can't, you know, I don't know what all that means.
Well, don't be intimidated by it. Take the advice, ask a trainer, ask somebody in there. They'll show you a couple moves. But honestly, it really does. There's a lot of cool moves that you can do that gets that stretch.
All right, I promise I will try that next week.
Hey, even try the pre-core stretch right next to it.
Oh, I've done a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
like
sitting
cool.
down on the, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
thing.
No, I do. I know what to do there. So the rowing machines, I like rowing. I've never rowed until our last couple of challenges ago when we had a bonus.
Oh, we rode our hearts out.
I like that. What's the big thing, though, in the technology now? I've not yet used one of the treadmills or the bikes that have the built-in system where you can kind of take yourself to, you know, Central Park in New York or whatever. Are those popular?
Those are pretty popular because people like something to look at. So that is popular. You know, I did the stair. We got two Stairmasters, two brand new. Well, they're new ones. And they've got TVs on them, and you can actually pick a place, and it'll walk you like you're walking up this mountain in Hawaii. So it's really cool, and it keeps you going. So I think as far as technology goes, people just want to, like, stare at a screen.
Well,
it's
tough for
that.
Me, like, running on a treadmill. Like, I keep looking at the numbers, you know, and then you're like, oh, God. Then I look out the window, and I see how long I can look out the window. And I'm looking back at the numbers. And so the distraction is nice.
It is.
And I think the visceral sort of feeling of, like, kind of – tying the work you're doing into sort of a real world thing. I mean, if you're hiking in Hawaii, it's strenuous, but you kind of feel like what you're doing. So
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it puts you in that virtual reality. Honestly, what works for me is I have to get my mind right when I'm on a treadmill or something. And I do what I call a fitness fantasy. So like I pretend like I'm running a race. And if you get in that zone just enough, I mean, people will say too that they've experienced this. you just go. And those are the best workouts are when you get into those zones. But if you can't get in, we do have those TVs that can help you.
Now, is there volume with those or is it just visual? And then does it work on Bluetooth? How does it work?
It can work on Bluetooth. I've never done Bluetooth on it, but there is capability to do Bluetooth. There's capability also to stream Netflix on there. So if you have a Netflix account.
Really?
So I on our bikes as well, we have some bikes that are like that. So, yeah, I mean, you just have to play around with it, but there are tons of capabilities on those new machines.
All right, and I think that's one last point I want to bring up is that, you know, you see a lot of pushes, not just to join this, but to download this free app or to work out online. The danger of that, I don't know if it's a danger, but the downside of that is that, you know, one of the great things about having Austin in our group workouts is, like, you know, he'll say slow down or watch your form. You don't know that you're doing something right when you're doing it online. I mean, you might have somebody on the other end that knows what they're doing, but they're not seeing you.
Right. And that's another thing that we've seen before with members that come in and say, I've tried this workout program and I hurt my knee, or I did this and I hurt my shoulder. And, you know, we have the people and the capabilities to tell people, like, this is what you should be doing. This is the right form. This is how this machine works. So, avoid injury. Injury is something that's very common that happens all the time, and you can easily do it if you don't know what you're doing.
I mean, you know, people have back problems, and sometimes it's the way they're doing something, which is, you know, adding to the problem. Form's very important. I know you're a stickler for that.
I am a stickler for that. And I know even sometimes I want to, you know, really get on people about it and they still don't want to listen.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, that's human beings. unfortunately. All right. So
like Abby a time or two, I was let's drop that squat down a little bit lower. And she looks at me like, dude, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking that. And then he says, I want another 15. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not another 15.
Well, what do you do?
Whatever level that you're at, I promise you, you're going to find a friend and someone that looks just like you at the Y.
Absolutely.
It's a pretty amazing thing. Now, is there a best time of day to go for busy people?
Obviously the 8 to 10 is very busy. And then the 4 to about 6 o'clock is very busy. But if you could come, like if you could take your lunch hour at like 1:30, golden.
Yeah.
Golden hour. If you are a late night person and want to get your workout in at 7:30, golden. But, those high traffic hours are obviously the more known hours.
Of course. Well, it just makes sense. Now, you guys are open Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 10 p.m., Saturday, 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 7:30 to 5. So basically, no matter what your hours, there's a time for you to go in there. And I'm always amazed how many people are in early.
Oh, we have people knocking at the door at 4:20 ready to come in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you open up the doors early, please?
Lindsay, I think that'd be your perfect time to work out would be 4:30 a.m. because you are in such a great mood when you wake up in the morning.
No.
4:30?
I think that would be a bad
That's when
idea.
Your alarm starts going off.
Yes.
And it goes off for 45 minutes.
Or 14 times.
Yes, 14 times. It was really good.
Today was only 3.
I'm one of those people too.
One of those 3 was an hour before you were getting up.
I need that much time just to get my butt out of bed.
All right. 4:30 a.m. That's when they open Monday through Friday. All right. Well, guys, it also makes a perfect gift. How about Valentine's Day, huh?
Yeah. Give the gift of health.
Don't be insulted.
Yeah. Don't.
Maybe you buy it together as a couple.
There you go. You have a nice little buddy.
Joint gift where you go, hey, you know what we're going to do? Let's get back to getting in shape or working out so we feel better and go in together on it.
Yes, I think that's a much better approach.
They might take it the wrong way, particularly if husbands come, hey, look, honey, I bought you a Y membership for Valentine's Day.
Well, and if you are that husband that wants to do that, we can give you some pointers on how to approach that when you hand over that gift card.
Very good advice. All right, guys, we will see you next week. Thanks for coming in, as always.